Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Tes. The sugya starts from the Mishnah, the bottom of Daf Chesem and Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein bein Sfarim l'tfilin u'mezuzos. There's no difference between the halacha in regard to Sfarim, the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, in regard to writing tefillin and mezuzis, elisha svarim nechtavim b'chol asher, svarim can be written in any language. Tefillin and mezuzis einem nechtavis ela ashuris. Tefillin and mezuzis can only be written in ashuris, which means lashon kaidish, which refers to two things, like the Ritva points out, that you need both that the lashon should be the original lashon kaidish, the lashon ha-Torah. Yishalmi calls that lashon ivri, what we call Hebrew, and also the ksav. The ksav, the letters that are used, that have to be the letters that are called the Ashuri letters that we use for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzis, as opposed to any other alphabet or handwriting, like the Gemara says, brings ksav ivri, a different type of Hebrew script. You need for Tefillin and Mezuzis both that the language should be Lashon Kodesh, and the script should be the ksav Ashuri. And by Svarim, no, Svarim could be written in any Lashon, and also, like the Ritva points out, in any Ksav, according to the Tanna Kamma. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Af Svarim lo yitiru shichtvu el yivonis. Svarim also are not allowed to be written in any language, they can't be written either in Lashon Kodesh or in Lashon Yevani. So we have a machlokes, if you could write Svarim in other Lashonis. The Gemara brings the third shita that Rabbi Yehuda says that even Svarim, only Sefer Torah can be written Yevani. The other Svarim can only be written in Lashon Ashuri. Now the question is, in regard to what din is the Mishnah saying that there's this dinim of Ksivas Svarim, right? Also the Gemara says, Halataifram begidin ulatame siyadayim zevezeh shavim. The din that you have to sew it together with gidim, as opposed to any other type of thread, you have to dafka use the veins of the behemoth for the stitching. There, svarim and tefillin and mezuzis have the same din. So the question is, Lagabi, what din are we saying that svarim have to be written for Lashon Kodesh? Lagabi, eis a din svarim. So first I'm going to mention a machlokes Ramban in the Ran, which is negated to this shayla that we're asking, Lagabi, what din are we saying that the Svarim are Nechtav Mechaloshin according to the Tanna Kamma, Reb Shimon Gamliel says Daf Galoshin Kodesh. Lagabi, what halach is the Tanna Kamma allowing Svarim to be written Mechaloshin and Rabbi Gamliel saying we need Dafka either Loshin Ashuri or Loshin Yevani? The Gemara says in regard to Megillah that if the Megillah is missing some words and the Baal Kaire reads it Baal Peh, he's Yaitz in the Mitzvah Megillah. There's a Gemara in the second Perek. And there's a Machlokes Yishayim if that's only a Kula in regard to Megillah, or if that applies also to Sefer Torah. When someone's reading a Sefer Torah, doing the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah in the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is missing words, is a Yaitz, or do you need the Sefer Torah should have every single word? It's a big Machlokes Yishayim. It's known that we pask in Lechatchila that the Sefer Torah should have every word. But the Evid, if you lean from a Sefer Torah missing words, we're saying on the Rishayim and the Iyotza, and we do not go back. Al Kolpanim, the Ramban says he has a Raya that that's only a specific Kula by Megillah, but in regard to Sefer Torah, it has to have every word. And he says the following. He says, because the Mishnah says, Ein bein Svarim u'tfilin u'mezuzis, elish ha-svarim nechtavim b'chol ashen, u'tfilin u'mezuzis ein nechtav v'sal ha-ashuris. Regard to any other halacha, Svarim are the same as Tefillin and Mezuzis. So by Tefillin and Mezuzis, there's a Mefurish in Mishnah and Menachos, Afilu Ksav Achas Ma'akev. Even if you're missing one letter in the Tefillin and Mezuzis, it's Ma'akev, and you can't use it for Tefillin and Mezuzis. So the Ramban argues, Ein Bein Svarim with Tefillin and Mezuzis. The only difference is that Svarim can be written in every language, and Tefillin and Mezuzis have to be written as Shuri. So Vaisis Lagabi the Halacha that it can't be missing any letters, Svarim should be the same as Tefillin and Mezuzis. So from there you see that a Sefer Torah can't be missing even one letter. That's what the Ramban holds. Tain is the Ran. It's in the second Perek, Dafayim Ebeiz in the Dafay Arif. Tain is the Ran. It's not a Rai. Because when it says Ein Bein Svarim with Tefillin and Mezuzis, it means in regard to the similar halacha that Svarim have to tefillin and mezuzahs. He says, the din is that every yid has to have put on tefillin, has to wear tefillin on his head and his arm. The din is that everyone who has a house has to put a mezuzah on the doorpost of his house. And the din is that there's a mitzvah ksivah sefer Torah, every yid has to write a sefer Torah. So in regard to those halachas, yes, Eksav achas, even one letter is ma'akev by tefillin, and by mezuzahs, and by sefer Torah. You're not mekayim, the mitzvah ksivah sefer Torah, unless you write a full sefer Torah. But in regard to being mekayim, the mitzvah of kriya sefer Torah, of laning the sefer Torah b'tzibur, which is a takana from the Nevi'im, there's no mitzvah to read a sefer tefillin and mezuzah. So the Mishnah is not discussing the mitzvah of reading the sefer Torah. The mitzvah of reading the sefer Torah, Svarim, wouldn't necessarily be similar to tefillin and mezuzahs. Tefillin and mezuzahs, you say, ksavachas ma'akev, but Svarim, in regard to the mitzvah of reading the sefer, then they could be missing letters, could be missing words. It's only in regard to the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah that they're the same. L'chara, you see from the Ran, that the Ran holds that the Mishnah is discussing the mitzvah that has to be done, the chiyuvim of tefillin, mezuzahs, and sefer Torah. In other words, tefillin and mezuzahs are obvious, and sefer Torah, the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. Agav, you see from the Ran that you mekayim the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, according to the Tanakhama, b'shar l'shaynis. The Turi Evan, Namda, not the way, the Turi Evan said for the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, it's pashut, you need lashon kodesh, the original lashon of the sefer Torah, but the Ran is clear not the way, and a lot of achrayim argue on the Turi Evan, the Sfas Emes, the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, the Minchas Chinuch, and mitzvah tafresh yid gimel. But in Pshat in the Mishnah, the Ran seems to be learning the Pshat in the Mishnah in regard to the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, as opposed to the Ramban, who understands the Mishnah even in regards to the Kriya. The Grom, in the Bir HaGrom, in Simon Kufman Beis, he tightens on the Ran that he can't say the Mishnah is talking about in regard to the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, because Svarim include the Svarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. And the Svarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there is no mitzvah to write Sifrei Nevi'im and Sifrei Ksuvim. So, again, we're bothered in regard to what are we saying, Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfilin U'Mezuzis, you can't say it's in regard to Kriya, because for Kriya we have another Nafkimina Lefi L'Ran and Lefi Kamer Yishenim, because Tfilin and Mezuzis are Filuk Savachas Ma'akiv, and Svarim, when you for reading the Sefer in regard to the Kriyas of the Sefer, many Rishonim hold that it could be missing words. And the Gaon says he can't say like the Ran that it's in regard to the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, because Nevi'im and Ksuvim don't have a Mitzvah Ksiva. So the Gaon says there that it's in regard to Tamei Asiyadayim. Talking about when is it called the Sefer Lagabe the Lach of Tamei Asiyadayim. Now, I want to learn up in the Gaon that he doesn't mean Stam, that we're discussing Stam the Halacha, what's called the Sefer Lagabe L'Tamei Asiyadayim, Be'etzim. Now, it's a little bit more that the Pshat is, it's in regard to the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. And that's what it says in the Tziv, that the Pshat is the Mishnah when it's discussing the Hilchos Ksivas Svarim, it's discussing the Ksiva of the Svarim in regard to give it the Kedusha of a Sefer. And that's a shal. Does it have the kedusha of a sefer if it's written in other lashonis or not? What's it negei l'halacha if it has a kedusha sefer or not? So why do you have the story of l'tamei asiyadayim? That's a takanas chachamim where they only made it for kedusha sefer. But l'chayy, you're going to have to tell me that there is a din d'iraisa, which for that din d'iraisa there's an afkamina if it has kedusha sefer or not. Now, the din of l'tamei asiyadayim is patterned. If it has a din kedusha sefer be'etzim, then chazal mesakim l'tamei asiyadayim. If it doesn't, then there's no takan of l'tamei asiyadayim. But there has to be a deraisa dika musig of having a kedusha sefer. So the Turi Evan says in Be'emesin, it's a gemara in Shabbos, that the nafkumina is l'gabe reading the sefer. And not only the takanas chachamim of reading the sefer b'tzibur, but even the etzem halacha of learning the sefer b'yechidus, because the Gemara says there's a din dvarim shebiksav iyat the rishay leimim bal peh, and dvarim shebal peh iyat the rishay leimim biksav. There's two things: there's teresh shebiksav, where the din halacha of teresh shebiksav has to be read biksav, and there's teresh shebal peh, which is not allowed to be written down; it has to be learned dafka bal peh. So in the Torah's Dvarim Shebichsav, the Torah Shebichsav, which has to be learned Bichsav, there's also a din that it has to be learned from a Sefer. From a Sefer that has Kedusha Sefer. And it's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos in the 16th Perek and Perek called Kisvei says that there's a machloikis, it brings down, it makes a reference to a machloikis. If Sfarim they're written in other Lashonis, are they nitin likris bay or ain't they nitin likris bay? And discusses, there's a man the Amen that says you're allowed to read them, there's a man the Amen that says you're not allowed to read them. And the Rishonim there say, Rashi and Taisus, who's the man the Amen that says you're allowed to read them? The Tanakhama here in Megillah that says, Sfarim lichtavim b'chaloshin. And who is the man the Amen that says you're not allowed to read them? Rav Shimon Gamliel that says you can only write it by Ashuris or Yevanis. So you see that this Mishnah is negaya to the halacha of reading it, because that's the halacha. In order to read Dvarim Shebichsav, they have to be written, they have to be written in a Sefer. So they have to have a Din Kedusha Sefer. And you're not allowed to write Torah Shebichsav in something which is not a Sefer. Now today, there's a halacha of Eis Lasis LaShem. Just like there's a heter of Eis Lasis LaShem that we write today Dvarim Shebal Peh, because otherwise it will be forgotten. Because people can't learn from Zikaron like they used to. So Melu, we write Dvarim Shebal Peh. Hu Adin, the heter of Eis Lasis LaShem, allows us to write Dvarim Shebichsav, not in a Sefer. Mish is talking about before the heter of Eis Lasis LaShem. Where there, you needed a Sefer. And Lagabe that, this is the Machloikis. I know him, if a Sefer has to be dafka written by Shuris, or could be written by Cholashen. That's what it says in the Turi Evin. And now let's go a little weiter. In the sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel says that Ad Lashonis are no good for Svarim, but you are allowed to use Yevanis. So the Gemara says two reasons why Yevanis is good. At first, the Gemara brought the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the din of Yevanis is only good for Sefer Torah, not for other Svarim. And Rabbi Yehuda says the reason is because of the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech. The story of Talmei HaMelech, where Talmei HaMelech got 72 Zkenim, each one in the private room, and asked each one of them to translate the Torah for him, and they all were Mechavim Beruach HaKadosh to the same Shinuyim. They all made different changes in the translation, so you shouldn't misunderstand. They all made exactly the same changes. It was a big nes. And because the Torah was translated into Yevani, therefore, they were matter for a Sefer Torah to be written by Yevanis, but not any of the other Svar. Later, the Gemara says in Naftes and Beis, when it says, Halacha Krab Shimon Gamliel, that you can write Svarim, all Svarim in Yevanis, it says, Mai Tamad Ab Shimon Gamliel, Amakra Yafta Lakim Liefis Vishkam Baal Eshein. Yafusa Shleyefis should be Baal Eshein. The Yafusa Shleyefis, the beauty of Yafis, which is the Lashon Yevani, that should be used Baal Eshein, that should be used for the Sefer Torah. So the Turi Evin has a Chakira. The Turi Evin has a Chakira. If Reb Shimon Gamliel is Mati Yevanis by all Svarim because of Xerius HaKosov, the Pasuk says, Yaftel Kim Liefis, we learn that from this Pasuk, that Lashon Yevani has the same din of Lashon Kodesh B'negei Svarim. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds it has nothing at all to do with Talmei HaMelech. Rabbi Yehuda is a different Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason why you can write Yevani is because of the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech, and that heter only applies to Sefer Torah, because the only word translated to Sefer Torah doesn't apply to the other Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's one side. And the other side is that no, everyone's coming from Talmei HaMelech. Now for us, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the story of Talmei HaMelech was only Sefer Torah, so therefore they're only a matter Sefer Torah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, no, you can't say such a thing. If there's a heter for Sefer Torah, Kal V'chaim, it is a heter for Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And why does it say after the Kim Liefis? What do you need that pasuk for? It's a smachta ba'alma. That's not the makar of the heter. The makar of that is a ma'is of Talmei HaMelech going to everyone. And just the machleik is Rabbi Yehuda that says it's dafka Sefer Torah is that the heter is only exactly the same thing that they did then. They translated it. The Sefer Chamisha Chum Shetayr is therefore only the Sefer Torah, not Shai Svarim. Mashiach Hashem Mil holds, no, once it's a head of a Sefer Torah, that would apply to all Svarim. And after the Kim Liefis is in Esmachta. Now, Lechaira, it's totally what you hold the head of Talmei HaMelech is. And I'll explain. The Avnei Nezer writes, he's bothered, what's the pshat that they will matter because of Talmei HaMelech? If there's an Issa Deiraisa, to write Svarim in other Lashonis because It's Torah Shebichtav, and you have to write it dafka in the Lashon HaTorah. So now that the Talmei HaMelech, the Melech Yevani, decided to force them to write the Sefer Torah in Yavan, that Pekuach Nefesh had to be over the Yisr, so that should be Matur at L'Dayri Dairis. What's the pshat in that? If you're going to be Matur it, Alts Talmei HaMelech Muzayin, you have to say that the whole din of Lashon Kodesh is a din derabban. I mean, their Isa could be written in any Lashon. There's a Takanas Chachamim to only write it in Lashon Kodesh. So Memela, the Takanas Chachamim was not to use Shai L'Shainis, and once they anyway had to use the Shai L'Shainis for the translation of Talmei HaMelech, so Rabbanan decided to be Matur and Gansin the Isser Lagabi Lashon Yevani, the Ben Yehuda. Like so, it could be used to make a zecha to the neis, like this, when you have the translation Yevani, you'll always remember the neis that all 72 Sekenim were mechaven to the same translation. Akoponim is a takanas chachamim. So I would say, tainu d'avnei neizer, then it wouldn't stim with what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, and we're going to discuss this more at length, that by Megillah it is a din that you can't say Megillah and other Lashainis. The Mishnah says in the second parak, only someone who's making that lashain, someone who recognizes and who knows that lashain, he could be yitzah with the other lashain, but otherwise he can't be yitzah in other lashainis. And the Gemara says in the second parak, Rav Shmuel Damitav, Ayulaz Levani Yakel Kasher. If you use the lashain yavan, that's kasher for everyone, even if you're not making a lashain yavan. So Gemara says, why? Why is lashain yavani different than other lashainis? Zaiti Gemara, because they hold like Abshim Ben Gamliel. Since Abshim Ben Gamliel holds that you could write, you could use Lashon Yevani for Svarim, Vaisais, according to Abshim Ben Gamliel, Lashon Yevani has the same chashivas as Lashon Kodesh. Just like Lashon Kodesh, anyone could be Eitzim Megillah with Lashon Kodesh. Who would then anyone could be Eitzim Megillah with Lashon Yevani? That's the Gemara in the second parak. Tainet Avnei Nezer, if you're going to say that the whole din of Lashon Yevani was Tamat the Kanes Chacham because of Talmei HaMelech, but really, mean their Aisa Lashon Yevani is the same as Shai L'Shainis, that wouldn't be an Eitzah, and why Eitzah Megillah with it? It can't be Eitzah Megillah just because, that can't change the Halacha being Eitzah Megillah just because it was a Takanas Chacham that happened to be a Maisa, where they translated the Torah into Yevani because of the Einus of Talmei HaMelech. Befrat, like the Turi Evan points out, the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech was after the Maisa of Purim. When they were misakin the Megillah, the Anshei Knesset, they were misakin the Kriyas Megillah, and they said that you have to read it Dafkan Lashon Kodesh if you're not Makir the Lashon. That was before the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech. So if the whole Makar to be Mati Yavan is the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech, so obviously, but when they were misakin the Megillah, they were not Mati Yavan. So it wouldn't be Shayach afterwards to go and be Mati Yavan. A Bezdin can't go and change the Xeri of a Bezdin beforehand. So, Taina Davne Nezer. So you have to say, Lefiza, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is a new heter. It's a Xeris Akazav, it's a Dereisa. You have to, Lekim Liefes is not an Asmachta, it's a Dereisa. And Memela, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you learn that from the Pasuk, you have to, Lekim Liefes, that Lashon Yevani has the same Cheshivas as Lashon HaKadosh. Just like Akapanim Lagabi Svarim. Just like you can write Svarim in Lashon HaKadosh. You can write Svarim B'Lashon Yevani, and that's why it has the same Cheshivas as Lashon Kodesh to be Eitzim Megillah with. So, if you learn this Mahalach, Talmei HaMelech is Tamat Takanas Chachamim, L'Chayr, you're going to have to say Mikayach the Gemara that says that Rav Shmuel, that says Laz Yevani L'Kel Kasher, would have to be that Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to Altsa Nudin, Altsa Yavtel Lekim Liefes, nothing to do with Talmei HaMelech, and that's a Din Deraisa. But Lamaisa Kami Rishaynim say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is also going out to Talmei HaMelech. Well, Bahar Pligi, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the Talmei HaMelech, even though it would say for Torah, would apply to the Vim and Ksuvim. More so, Mashiach and Rav Yudah holds that it's limited to say for Torah. The Meiri says it, Rabbein Yenison says it, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in the beginning of the second parak also says that. The Rambam says, Vizel HaShaynai, that he says the reason why you Yaitse Megillah B'Lashin Yevani, even if you don't know Yevani, it says, "Umanish tana lashon yevani mishar l'shaynis." Why is lashon yevani different than other languages? Lafisha yemuvan etzlam, because they understood yevani. Halay tira mashama b'mashakadam afis svarim le'etir shicht vel yevanis. Just like we said earlier in the first parak, our mishnah afis svarim le'etir shicht vel yevanis. Vatam Because the 70 Zakenim were mefarish the Torah b'lashin Yavan to Talmai HaMelech. V'nisparis me'etzlam eisa atakat she'etzlam eisa lashin k'may l'shaynam, kilu eisa ashuris. And the Targum was so publicized by them that the Greek lashin became mamish like their own lashin, as if it's ashuris. And he also mentions that the lashin Yavani, u'maisa v'alzeh kizeh lashin haya shubach etzlam, that lashin was considered a very special and very refined lashin. So the Rambam says the reason why the Torah could be written by Lashon Yavani, even according to Shimon Gamliel, he says it in the Mishnah, and this is also how he explains the reason why Lashon Yavani l'kol kasher is because of the Ma'aseh of Talmei HaMelech. But it doesn't explain the Ma'aseh of Talmei HaMelech as a Takanas Chachamim, as a special leniency, that because the Torah was one time translated in Lashon Yavan, so it was done already, so therefore they already allowed Kevin Chehutra Hutra, they already allowed it to be translated again. But he says a different vart. He says because it was Nisparsim Mataka Etzlam, and Mimela turned, it became their Lashon. What's the pshat in that? There's a Chazinish, he says in Chisant Zach, in Mesechtes Yadayim Simachesiv Kan Yud, that he says that you see from this sugya that the Chacham have reshus to be Kivei Kovet HaTorah, the way they understand from Shemayim what they want. And whatever they convey for Kveda Torah, that remains Kavua La'olam. If Taka Lashon becomes the Lashon of Klal Yisrael, and it's Nikvet Oyal, Yidei the Bezin of Yisrael, Memeil, that Lashon Memeil becomes like Lashon Ashuri. V'heinein Divei Aramah Mepirish Mishnayis. That because of the Sparsa Etzlam, the Lashon became like Lashon Ashuri, that Mimele became the Lashon HaTorah. So Kumdais Lefi is there, you could say of Shimon Gamliel, that Matis Ol Svarim is also coming from the Ma'aseh of Talmei HaMelech. It's not the Etzim Exeris HaKasav of Yafta Lekim Liefes that Lashon Yavani Metchila had the din of Lashon Kodesh. But that much you see, that the pshat is that it could shayach for another Lashon to become kilu its Lashon Kodesh. So Mela, when they had this hetik, when they had this translation, which was done by Einis, but there was a translation from 72 Skenim in Lashon Yavani, and like the Rambam says, it was a sparsim etzlam, and they all knew the translation. It became kamay l'shaynam, that's pail on the din de'ir Isa of l'shaynis of Svarim. So it's not shver that the Nezis kasha, how they could be oikadavim in HaTorah. The Davin of Torah is, you can't write Torah b'shal l'shaynus, but on the day the mice of Talmei HaMelech became mamish l'shaynum, and the Bezin has the right to be conveyed that way, l'kvedish l'Torah, like the Chazinish says. So Mel, if you learn, this is the pshat in Talmei HaMelech, not stam at the Kanas l'chamim, but it becomes mamish l'shaynum, so then Reb Shimon Gamliel could also be als Talmei HaMelech. And the whole machlokes is, like we said, if, since Talmei HaMelech's Hataka was Dafka Torah, so Mel it's Dafka Torah, or once Lashon Yavani is mutter for Torah, it's mutter for all the Nevi'im and Ksuvim also. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hal l'tayfim begidin l'tameis yadayim zeh v'zeh shavim." Ein bein, the only difference between Svarim and Tefillin Mezuzas is that Svarim can be written in any language, and Tefillin Mezuzas have to be written in Ashuris. The Gemara says, "Lagabi other halachas, such as that have to be sewn with gidin with the veins of the behemah." Or they have matami yadayim, they both have the same halacha. So the Gabi L'Tayfim Megidim, Rashi says that the tefillin and mezuzahs have to be sewn with gidim. Rabbi Kiv Ega in the Gilya Nashas is mitzayin the Tshuvas Chavis Yor. His question is as follows: I could understand tefillin that has to be sewn with gidim because the batim of the tefillin have to be sewn together with gidim. A Sefer Torah also is made out of kama yirios, kama pieces of parchment, and they're sewn together with gidim. But a mezuzah is one piece of parchment. How do you sew a mezuzah with gidim? Elamai, it must mean that, let's say you made the mezuzah out of two pieces of parchment. You had two small pieces of parchment, and you sew them together to make a mezuzah. So in that, the Yerushalmi says that you're not yetza. A mezuzah can't be written on two pieces of parchment. But the Ridvaya says Mefurish, that we're talking about either the mezuzah was ripped or was originally written on two pieces of parchment and it was sewn, has to be sewn with gidim. And Rashi Menachas Daf Lamed Beis says that Mefurish, and Taisus there in Menachas Daf Lamed Beis asked this kasha from the Yishalmi, and Taisus says that the Yishalmi means if it's not sewn together, if you have a mezuzah written on two pieces of parchment and you put them both up on the wall, then you're not Yetzin the Mitzvah Mezuzah. But if you have two pieces and they're sewn together, that becomes like one piece of parchment, and that would work for a mezuzah, providing it's sewn with Yidim. Lamaisa the Rambam, in Perek Hei, Milchus Tefillin, Halacha Aleph, says that you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah Mezuzah if there are two pieces of parchment, even if they're sewn together, like the way the Chavis Yair understood the Yerushalmi. So, I guess you would have to say, L'Tayfa Megidim is going Dafka on Tefillin, and it means the sewing the bias of the Tefillin together. And then the Gemara goes Vaita. The Mishnah had said, a machloikis, if Svarim are written B'chol Lashon or Dafka Yevanis, and the Gemara brings a stira, a brisa that says, Mikra Shekosev Targum, the Targum Shekosev Mikra. If you have something which is supposed to be Mikra, it's supposed to be in Lashon Kodesh. And you wrote a Targum, meaning you wrote it in Lashon Arami. If you have something Targum, which is supposed to be written in Lashon Arami, like in the Torah you have the word Nigarasa Hadusa, or like Rashi says, by other Svarim you have Daniel and Ezra, which have different prakim that are written fully in Targum, who translated it back into Mikra, into Lashon Kodesh, or if you use Ksav Ivri, meaning you use the regular Lashon Kodesh, but use a different script, the Ksav Ivri script, Eina Matame Siyadayim, it's not Matame Yadayim, meaning it doesn't have the Chashivas of a Sefer, Ad Shechavenu B'Ksav Ashuri Sala Sefer B'Diyay, that's written B'Ksav Ashuri, which we said means both things. It means the Lashon has to be Lashon HaKadosh, and the Ksav has to be Ksav Ashuri, meaning our Sefer Torah Ksav, and it has to be written Ala Sefer on parchment Ubidyei with black ink. So first, Taisus asks the Kasha on Naftesim and Aleph. Taisus is of the sheet that it holds, that if a Sefer Torah is missing words, it's not possible. They bring a Raya from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, Sefer Torah Shechasi Yuri Achas in Karimbay. It's missing an entire piece of parchment, then you don't read from it. It's mashal one pasuk, you could. It's a pshat in Agamara. So Taisus says, the lashon of Taisus Teretz is, tahachal loibol hashim enu da'avik tois v'tzarech lahagiyoy. All it's coming to teach us is that it is a mistake and you have to correct it. Because you shouldn't think that there's lechatchila aksav the way you want. You could decide if you want to write it targum or you want to write it mikra. No, kamashmol, and if it's mikra and asa dafka be mikra, if it's Targum and it's a Dafka be Targum, it's a mistake. But a Sefer Torah still is allowed to have some mistakes. Now, we mentioned before, the Kamar Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Rosh, they all hold that even that by a Sefer Torah, if it's missing even any word, it's possible. But like the Bira Agra points out, on them you really have the same kasha a little bit later in the Gemara, where the Gemara mentions about Megillah, there's also Targum Shekas of Mikra, and the Gemara says that the Targum is Venisha Piskam HaMelech, well, these are Targum words. By Megillah, everyone holds if it's missing a word, it doesn't pass. So Mefurish Gemara later in the second parak, and still it says this lashon of Targum Shekas of Mikra. But Taisus Teretz that it's just saying it's a mistake is very shver, because the Brisa says a lashon, it's Eina Metame Seyadayim. It sounds like it's not Metame Seyadayim. That means it's not a good sefer. Taisus Mashm, it's still a good sefer, it's still Metame Seyadayim. It's just it's a mistake, you have to fix it. So the Ritva says that the Chiddush is that if, let's say, you need Rav of the Sefer written. According to everyone, you need Rav of the Sefer written. So let's say you have exactly 50% of the Sefer written, plus you have these words, Yigar Sadusa, but that wasn't written, Yigar Sadusa was written Galein. You have these words that were Mikra Shekosev Targum, the Targum Shekosev Mikra, by a Megillah. You have most of the Megillah, you have 50% exactly the Megillah written, but instead of the word Piskam, it would have the word Dvar, instead of the word Yakar, it would have the word Kavod Ukadaima, Targum Shekasav Mikra, so it's Mitztarif. The fact that you don't have that word, even though you have it in Mikra, but you're supposed to have it in Targum, is Mitztarif with the rest of the thing missing to make it a Pasul and Megillah. That's what Asasamus wants to learn up in Taisus also. The Ramban in Chidushim, and Daf Yud Zayin says a Chiddush, that even if he yates in a mitzvah's kriya with the sefer, you could still say it's not matam meis yadayim. The Gaon also, it's in the Bir Agrom, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dalad. The Gaon also is mitzad to such a thing. Even if he yates in a mitzvah's kriya with it, you could still say it's a sefer chaser, it's missing in the sefer, and it's not metame yisiyadayim. So mele wouldn't be a raya that you're not yetzer the kriya, just like by Megillah you're yetzer the kriya, but it's just still missing in the sefer, so it's not metame yisiyadayim. You could say the same thing about a sefer Torah, that you taka, you are yetzer the kriya, and still it's not metame yisiyadayim, it's called the sefer chaser. That's what the Ramban says in Daf Yud Zayin, Lagabi Megillah. That's what the Goyim wants to shtel tzu, according to other Rishonim, Lagabi Sefer Torah also. Al Kol Panim, the Gemara has this kasha, that in our Mishnah it says, Sorim Nechtavim B'chol Hashem, and in that Brayis it says, that Sorim have to be written Dafka B'Ksav Ashuris. And the Gemara wants to say, it goes like Abshim Gamliel, but the problem is, Iki Yevanis. So, there it's mashma dafka shuris lafuke yivanis. So the Gemara has two terutzim. One terut says that price is talking dafka about Megillah, and Megillah has to be written dafka shuris as opposed to other svarim. And the other terut says that it's talking about shash svarim, it's talking about svarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the heter of yivanis, according to the price, is only by sefer Torah, which is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the two terutzim of the Gemara. So in the first terut of the Gemara, that Megillah is an exception, there are really two mahalchim in Taisus, if we're going to learn like Rabbi Kivega learns. There's a Taisus on Daf Chesem and Beis that says one mahalach, which is the same mahalach as the Rajman Ridva here. And there's a Taisus on Daf Tesem and Aleph, which is a Shverer Taisus, the Ula Achreinim asks. And Rabbi Kivega is learning up, he's saying a different mahalach, not like Taisus and Chesem and Beis. So we're going to explain these two mahalchim in the Rishonim, in the Bali Taisus. Taisus on Daf Chesem and Beis, and the Rajman Ridva, has a kasha like this. The Gemara here says Megillah is an exception. All the Svarim could be written b'chol lashon, but Megillah is an exception. You learn out from Kachsava Muchel Zmanam, where our Gemara says the words Kachsava Muchel Shainam, that it has to be written dafka in Lashon Kodesh. You see, the Rabbi Tzal Ranishberg on the side brings down the Pri Chadash and the Turei Evin, that's Magia the Gemara, instead of saying Kachsava because you look in the Megillah Esther, the words Kachsavim Uchel Shainam were not discussing the Megillah Esther at all. They were discussing the letters that Mordechai sent out B'Shem the Melech HaChashverosh, saying that the Yidden could go and defend themselves and kill all the enemies that want to kill them. On Yud Gimel Adar. So how could we learn out from there that Megillah has to be written Dafka B'Lashon Kodesh? So that's why they changed it to Kachsavim V'Chizmanam. That's talking about the Megillah. L'kayim yamei purim el kichsavam, that says kichsavam like they're written, which teaches you have to makayim it like they're written in Lashon Kodesh. But the Rishonim amavur, and they were garish kichsavam l'chol shaynim, all the Rishonim bring it that way. And the Netziv also says in Yerushalmi it's mavur that way, that you can't be magi in the Yerushalmi. And more than that, the Rishonim all say that the heter, why aloyas, why someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, who knows the Lashon Laz, why he's Yetzer is because you learn out from Kachsavim V'chol Shainam, that in their Lashon they Yetzer. And the Ritva says, you learn out from the Pasuk, V'l'am V'om Kil Shainai, which that Pasuk is certainly talking about the letters that Mordechai sent out, B'Shem the Melech HaChashverosh. I say, Sri Shainam, and ending on, that even though the Pasuk is talking about the letters that Mordechai sent out, we learn out from the Pasuk, Dinim, in regard to Megillah Esther. That's the drasha. Al Kol Panim, Megillah is an exception. You learn out from Kachsavim V'chol Shainam that you can't be Yaitzah B'chol Lashon, so therefore it doesn't have the Chashivas of a Sefer. It's written in Shar L'Shainis, as opposed to other Sifrei Tanakh. So Taisus asks, as well as the Rajman and Ridva, that's only in regard to someone who is not Makir that Lashon. But in regard to someone who is makir that lashon, the Mishnah says in the second parak, you could read it to people who know foreign languages in the foreign language. Like the Brayshah there says, giftis l'giftim, midyas l'midyam, yivanis l'yivanim. Anyone who knows a foreign language could learn the Megillah in that language. Why is it not metame yisiyadayim? You could write it in a foreign language for the people who know that language. And for Taisus and the Rishonim, that since it's not Roy for the people who don't know that language, so Mamela, it's not considered, it's not Chashiv to Metame Yisiyadayim. The Ksav Ashuri, which is a good Ksav for anyone, even you don't know Ashuri, Haloyish Hashem Ashuri Yatsa, that's Metame Yisiyadayim. But other Lashonis, which are only roi for the people who know that lashon, is not metame siyadai. Rashi and Ritva firos a little more. We mentioned before that Rav and Shmuel said, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the laz yevani l'kayel kasher. Laz yevani is kasher for everything. Zog the Rashi and Ritva, this is the pshat. According to the Rabbana, that without any miut, all the shyness would be kasher. And now you have a miut, and the miut tells you need dafka lashon kodesh, or a lashon that you makir. So there's no chilek yevani and shalosh shyness, because they're abundant hold that yevani and shalosh shyness have the same din. They're all kasher. But there's no mile of yevani over shalosh shyness. So when there's a miut of shalosh shyness, mamela, that will be a miut of yevani also. And Yevanis also would only be kasher for those who are maki Yevani. And the male of that alone is not enough to mitam meisiyadayim. Mashenkin, according to Shimon Gamliel, he holds anyway all the shyness apostle. Meikir adin. So he doesn't learn kechsavim to yomayit Yevani, because he holds that Yevani has the same chashivas as Lashon Kodesh. Male, according to Shimon Gamliel, a megillah of Yevanis would be mitam yadayim. So here we have that Rav Shimon Gamliel has more of a heter by shalosh shyness than the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that normally there's a heter completely by shalosh shyness. And Megillah have a miut that would apply to Yevani also. So Yevani is only good for Yevanim, and it's not matam esiyadayim. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds no. Heyais, that all the shyness anyway are no good, and Yevani is normally good. Heyais, this that Yevani is the same thing as Lashon Kodesh. So male and a miut wouldn't apply to Yevani. Yevani, according to him, is mamish like Lashon Kodesh. Now, in the Pshan of the Rishonim, in Taisus, it says it's not Metame Yisiyadayim because it's only the people that are Makir, there's a very geshmaka shtickle, lamdish shtickle from the Brisker Rav that I mentioned earlier on Dav Zayin. The Brisker Rav says the following. The Brisker Rav says, Nakamar has a man the Omer that holds that Esther is not Metame Yisiyadayim. That Esther Bechlal is not part of the Kisve Kodesh. And the Gemara asks, Kasha, I ask the Ruach HaKodesh, Nemra. And the Gemara says, Nemra Likrai Avalai Nemra Lichtaif. And there's a Machlaik Rishayim what that means. Rashi holds according to Mandi Omer, Yamamish Rita Balpet. But Taisa says that the Takanis Chachamim, the original Takan of Anshe Knesset Gdeil, the Divrei Kabbalah, was to say it Balpet. But then, Midei Rabbanan, they added a Chiyuv to say it Bechsav. The Ritva says that even in the original Takan of Anshe Knesset Gdeil, there was a din to say it Bechsav. But the Ksav didn't have a Tairis Kisve Kodesh. It was just the Ksav of a Megillah, not the Tairis Kisve Kodesh. Taina de Brisker Rav, if you hold Esther's Bechlal not a Kisve Kodesh, still Taisus, Midei Rabbanan, and the Ritva, even from the Takan of Anshe Knesset Gdeila, recognizes a Ksiv of a Megillah, but not the Tairis Kisve Kodesh. Stam, it's a Megillah. So will the Rav Mechadish Zayin, the Rav wants a Taina, even if we hold Esther is Metam Mesedayim, it has a din of Kisve Kodesh, it still should be shayach to have a Megillah that would be a kashur Megillah, even if it wouldn't be a kashur Kisve Kodesh. Mitzad Hilchas Kisve Kodesh, you wouldn't be able to have it. But it has a new ksiva, a ksivas Megillah. It could be still a kashur Megillah. So Meli said that would be a Teretz and Taisus kasha. If the Megillah would be a kashur Kisve Kodesh, you can't be mechalik between makirim and ainam makirim. If it's Kisvei HaKodesh, it's a full Kisvei HaKodesh. Sa'akim mechalti makirim and ainam makirim. Since it's only good for people who know the Lashon, in dem shteinis bechlal not Kisvei HaKodesh. Why is it good? It's a new din that it's a Megillah. A new ksiva, it's a Megillah. And that yates a Megillah even if it's not Kisvei HaKodesh. So mail, it's not metam meisiyadayin. And he says, it could be that's what Taisus means, that the Rishayna mean by the answer. That since it's only good for the Makirim, in Dem state, it's Bechlam not Kisvei Kodesh. Kisvei Kodesh should have to be good for everyone. But it's not Mukhrich, that's what the Rishayna mean, like a Brisker Rav himself is Meramis. Because it could be you could learn that you need the Din Kisvei Kodesh to be Eitzim Megillah also. And if there is no Din Kisvei Kodesh, and there still is a Din Ksivis Megillah, that would tell you there's a Ksivis Megillah, which is not Kisvei Kodesh. But could be l'didon that Esther is Matam Mesiyadayim and Esther is Bechlal Kisvei Kodesh, you'll need the Tairis Kisvei Kodesh to be Eitzim Megillah too. Now what the Rishayim are saying is that there's a chsarin in its Kedusha. There's a chsarin in its Tairis Kisvei Kodesh. It's not a complete Kisvei Kodesh. It's missing Epis. It's only good for Mekirim, so it doesn't have the complete din of Kisvei Kodesh in Metamei Siyadayim. The Emes is, it's a shtickel mashma that the dinim go together. Because if not, when we have a meet in the Megillah, Kachsava v'chol Shaina, that you're not yaitz in the Megillah, b'shayel ha-shaynis, why would that be a meet in the Tairis Kisvei Kodesh Shabbai? Me'echateisa. Maybe it's only a meet in the Tairis Megillah Shabbai? Not that the Rishayim are saying that it doesn't have a din of Kisvei Kodesh, and the Gemara is the Chayim of War that way. The Gemara is learning Einim Etameis Yadayim is going on Megillah because Megillah doesn't have the din of Nechta Mechal Oshayn. If you're going to be able to Mechalik and say there's a Ksivis Megillah, even which is not a Ksivis Kisvei Kodesh, so maybe the din of Kaksam Oshaynim is Dafka din in the Tairis Megillah and Ben Yaitz in the Megillah. Who says the din in the Tairis Kisvei Kodesh? From there, it's mashma, it's one din. And as I the other way, that you see according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that Laz Yavani is good, in other words, Yavan is a proper Lashon for Kisvei Kodesh, that makes that anyone could be Yaitz in the Mitzvah Megillah with it. It's not Muchach, but it's mashma, that the dinim are Tali HaBaha. That Reb Shat and the Rishaynim is, that it's missing in its Tairis Kisvei Kodesh, because it only works for Makiyim and not for Eina Makiyim, and that's why it's not Matami Yisidai. Alko Panim, this is one shot in the Gemara, that the Gemara is going like the Rabbanan, that hold that giftis legiftim is good, that hold that if you mak your lashon laz, you yaitza, but that's not enough to make it the Kedusha Sefer to Metam Misidayim, either like the Biskirov, it's Bechlal not a Sefer, or it's missing in its Teir Sefer. That's why by Megillah it's not Metam Misidayim except if it's Ksav Ashuris. This is one Mahalach. But Teizen Neftesim and Aleph says like this. Taisin Neftesim and Aleph says, he has a Shverkeit. The Gemara says that the Brice is going on Megillah, that Megillah is not Matami Daim Ashnechta Vashur Sal Sefer Bidyai. Ferk Taisis Yimanavshach. Who is it going like? Which man the other? If it's going like the Rabbanan old Megillah could be written in Ulashit. Vaharaya. Because it says, Ein Svarim, Litfilin and Mezuzis, Elash Svarim, Lichtav and Chaloshin, Litfilin and Mezuzis, Tainichtav and Ashuris. Why didn't it say Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfilin Mezuzas U'Megillah? If the Rabbanan would hold that Megillah needs a Shuris just like Tfilin and Mezuzas, let it say Megillah together with Tfilin and Mezuzas. Let it say that all Svarim can written B'chol Lashon, but Tfilin, Mezuzah, and Megillah has to written B'Ksav Ashuris. Elamai, the Rabbanan have to hold that Megillah is written in all Lashon. And if it's from Shimon Gamliel, Hayeka Yavanis. Are you going to say that Kachsav v'chol Shainim is a mite Yavanis according to Reb Shimon Gamliel? Rav and Shmuel don't hold that way. Rav and Shmuel say, Laz Yavani l'kol kasher according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, because there's no meat for Yavanis. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus says, La'ilam the Gemara goes like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and it argues on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel held that Yavani is kasher l'kol according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. And this Gemara holds no. This Gemara holds that even Reb Shimon Gamliel is memayit kiksavam from Yevani from Megillah, and you can't be yaitzim Megillah on Yevani either, and you need dafka ashuris. At kan taisus on neftesim and alef. So all the achreinim ask, what do you mean that according to the Rabbanan, Megillah is good b'chaloshin? There's a mishnah mefurish in the second parak that akari b'chaloshin la yatsa. Only if you makah that lashon. And Taisus before in the Afchesim Beis told us that if only the people who are makah that lashon are yaitza, so it's not metame siyadayim. So what's Taisus kasha? It can't go like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan should have put Megillah in the Mishnah together with Sefer Torah, together with Tefillin and Mezuzah, that it needs a shuris. So what are you proving? That the Rabbanan hold Megillah is good b'chol lashon? But it's not true. The Mishnah says in the second parak klar, that you're not Yaitzim Megillah B'chol Lashon. You're only Yaitzim Megillah Laizis B'laz. That's what all the Achreinim ask. Zakta B'kiva Egas, he see that this Taisis holds different than Taisim Chesim Abeis. It's two different Mali Taisis. This Taisis holds that if it's good enough the Laizis B'laz, so then it will be Metam Esi Adayim. That means it is a good Sefer, even if it's not good for those who aren't Makir. If it's good enough, Eloyes is Belaz, in Dem State it is a good Sefer. So, Mael, this Gemara can't be like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan that hold that Megillah is good for Layers is Belaz. Ay b'zay, it's a Sefer and it's Matam Esi Adayim. Elamai, it goes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Zakti Abikivega, this thesis holds that the whole heter of Layers is Belaz is only according to the Rabbanan that hold that Svarim Keritin B'chol Lashin. Now there's a myriad of Kechsavim telling you that you need Lashon Kodesh for Megillah, that Megillah is more Chamer. So that Miyat is limited only if you don't know the Lashon. If you know the Lashon, there's no Miyat. Mashenken, according to Shimon Gamliel, that Svarim cannot be written B'chol Lashon. So who are the Megillah can't be written B'chol Lashon? So Mamel, there is no Heter of Lazis Belaz. Period. That's what this thesis holds. Because if there be a Heter of Lazis Belaz, so then, ubi matam esiyadai. So this is Taisus Kasha. Who is the mission? Who is the Brisa going like? If it's going like the Rabbanan hold is a head of Lazis Belaz. And the Rabbanan of our mission also hold that way, because they don't put Megillah together with Tefillin and Mezuzah. So since there's a Heter for the Makir Meisul Lashon, so it's matam esiyadaim. So it doesn't shim with the Rabbanan. Elamai like Abshimming Amliel, but Abshimming Mil holds that Yevani is good by Megillah. That's what Rav and Shmuel said. Emphasizes this Gemara holds not like Rav and Shmuel. This Gemara holds that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the head of Yevani is dafka by Shai Svarim, but by Megillah and Tzeskech Savam, there's no head of Yevani, and Mel it's not Matam Yisiyadai. So that's the Taisa Naftes is Mahalach in the Sugya, that it doesn't go like the Rabbanan, because your whole Loyezis Belaz is good, so Mel it would be Matam Yisiyadai. It goes Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold that Loyezis Belaz is good. And this Gemara holds, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it by Megillah, there's no Heter of Yevani. So, come to us, we have two Mahalchim in the Sugya. Two Mahalchim in the Sugya. What's shot in the Gemara that Megillah is not Metame Siyadayim unless it's Bashuri? We have the Mahalch of Taizen Nafchesim and Beis of the Ridvan the Rajba that hold that this Gemara goes like the Rabbanan. And since the Rabbanan are Mamayit, that people who are not Maki the Lashon can't be Yates in the Megillah B'Shai L'Shainis. So Ibazai, either like the Biskarov is Bechlal not considered a Ksefer from Kisvei Kodesh, or like we learned it's a Shvacher of Kisvei Kodesh, it's a limitation, it's less of a Kisvei Kodesh, but it's not Matam Esiyadai, even according to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan are more machmer, that even Yevani is not Matam Esiyadai, because the Rabbanan don't hold there's any chilik of Yevani and Shailashainis. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that Yevani has a din of Ashuris, so by Megillah also Yevani would have a din of Ashuris, and at least Yevani be Matam Esiyadayim. But this Gemara would stem with Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel only say that according to Shimon Gamliel, Yevani works L'Kayil. According to the Rabbanan, Yevani is the same as all Lashon. There's no Chilik Yevani in Shai L'Shainis. So the meaning of Shai L'Shainis would apply to Yevani also. And since it only works for the Mekirim, it's not Matam Esiyadayim. That's one Mahalach. The second Mahalach is no. According to the Rabbanan, that Svarim Anachtavim B'chol Lashon, even though by Megillah it only works for Lazarus Belaz and only works for people who are making that Lashon, that's enough to Matam Esiyadayim. According to Rabbanan of Adam, Megillah is Matam Esiyadayim. And that it doesn't work for the people who aren't making the Lashon, that's not a chesaron in the Sefer Bechlal. It's still a perfectly good Sefer. And it's Matam Esiyadayim. No. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Shai L'Shainis is not Matam Esiyadayim. Because, just like any other Svarim, and according to this Teretz of the Gemara, Megillah is more Chamer than Shai Svarim, Kechsavim tells you, according to the Shimon Gamliel, that Yevani also doesn't work, and it's not Matam Meisiyadai. Now, I think you could teach these two Mahalchim in a Machlokes Rishonim in the second Perek, which is a Machlokes Rishonim, like we mentioned, like we said, they're talking. B'chol Lashon, you're not Yetzah. But if you make that Lashon, you are Yetzah. Avakarin Eisel Leizis Belaz. There's a very sadistic of Machlekes Rishonim. Is that only for people who don't know Lashon Kodesh? Or is it even for people who know Lashon Kodesh, as long as they know the other Lashon, they could be Yetzah? The Ramban says that only if you don't know Lashon Kodesh, you're Yetzah. And the Ramban explains, Be'etzim Megillah has to be written by Lashon Kodesh. Be'etzim, you need Lashon Kodesh to be Yetzim Megillah. So what's the pshat that someone, a Lois, could be Yetzim Belaz? He says it's a special kula. either because of Pursume Nisa. Lamaisa, someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, he's not going to understand the story so well, but Lashon Kodesh. He'll be missing the Pursume Nisa. So Chazal Masak, and he could be Yates in the language, and he understands there'll be more Pursume Nisa. Also, the Ramban says to give a chance that everyone should be able to read the Megillah for himself. Someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, he can't read the Megillah and Lashon Kodesh himself, should have a chance to read it in his language, he can read it himself. But these leniencies are only necessary for someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. Someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, even if he knows the lies also, even if he knows the other language also, there's no reason to be lenient on him. You should make the ikid din that he's not Yaitza unless he hears it Lashon Kodesh. That's what the Ramban holds. That Kayanaisa belies belies only if you don't know Lashon Kodesh. Tainat Daran, the Svar is like this. The Rabbanan really hold that Svarim can be written b'chol Lashon. That's what the Rabbanan hold. By Megillah, they went and they said that you can't be Yaitza b'chol Lashon, special Chumra by Megillah. But that's only if you don't know the Lashon. If you're Makir the Lashon, you know the Lashon. So you never have that Chumra. So what? You also know Lashon Kodesh. The Chumra was that you can't be Yates in another Lashon if you don't know the Lashon. It's not a special leniency, a Tikkana Ilam, a Takana to make more Pesume Nisa. There's really no reason why you shouldn't be Yates B'Shai L'Shainis. Svarim L'Chtavim B'Chal Lashon. You have a Miyut by Megillah K'Chtavim B'Chal Shainam that tells you that you can't be Yates in all the Shainis. But it's only if it's not your Lashon. If it's your Lashon, Kol Shainam, it's a Lashon that you're Makir, you know this Lashon, so you never have the Miyut. But he says he agrees with the Ramban according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds that Svarim are not Nechtavim B'chal Lashon. Now Mestama, he also agrees that Yikayin Aysa B'lai Zis B'lai, you don't see that he argues. So that's probably just the leniency, a Kula Ba'alma, Als B'sumen Is, like the Ramban, which would only work if you don't know Lashon Kodesh. That's what the Ran says. So it seems like this. It seems the Ramban held that even according to the Rabbanan, the Ksavim, the Chavim, the Cholashin, the Kisvei Kodesh, the Svarim, the Chavim, the Cholashin, but Megillah is an exception. Megillah is not Nechtav, the Cholashin. Megillah, you need Dafka Ashuris. Kayin, Aisel, Laizis, Belaz. That's a special Kula. That's a special Kula. Als Pesume Nisa, in order that he should be able to read the Megillah himself. It only applies if you don't know Lashon Kodesh, if you need this Kula. So it sounds like the Ramban holds, like the Taizan of Chesim Abeis, like the Dvar and the Rashba, that according to the Rabban, it's not Matam Mesiyadayim. Megillah is different than other Svarim. Megillah needs Lashon Kodesh, Mekir Adin. That Yikoinas Elohim Belaz, that's a special Kula. That would stem a lot like the Biskarov. It's only Exivus Megillah, it's Bechal not Exivus Kisvei Kodesh. Now, Shenkin, the Ran says clearly the other way. It's a regular Kisvei Kodesh, Svarim Lechtavim B'chol Lashon. There's a Chumra by Megillah, that you're not Yates the Megillah unless you Makir the Lashon, or unless it's Lashon Ashuri. But as long as you Makir the Lashon, even if you know Lashon Kodesh, you never have that Chumra. So the Ran is Mashmas a regular Din Kisvei Kodesh, B'chol Lashonis. It's Stam a Din and Hilchas Megillah that you can't be Yates the Megillah B'Shal Lashonis if you're not Makir the Lashon. So the Ran, Mestam would learn the Gemara like Taisus on the Aftesim and Aleph, that according to the Rabbanan is Matam Mesiyadai. It's a regular Din Kisvei Kodesh. The whole Gemara would have to go Dafka like Abshim Ben Gamliel, and it would not be like Rav and Shmuel, that Abshim Ben Gamliel holds that Kiksav Mechashayim is Mamai Yivani, and Mamela Megillah would not be able to be written Balashin Yivani also.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.